I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made and another day that you've allowed for us to see. Thank you for life this morning. Thank you for health this morning. Thank you for strength this morning. Thank you for a reason to have hope. We heard last night during Bible study, God, that you are the reason why we have hope. We all go through trials. We all go through tribulations. We all go through afflictions. But the difference between us and the unbeliever is that we have hope. And our hope is that our God will be able to make a way, that our God is strong and that our God is mighty and that our God can handle any situation and he can bring us out of any situation. And also we have, God, the hope that knowing that you are always there with us, for your word promised that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, that you would be with us until the end of the world. And, God, that allows us to continue to fight on, even through the midst of suffering, God. We're able to continue on and continue to march on, God, even through affliction in the body, God. We're still able to have hope and faith, knowing that our God is able and that there is nothing too hard for our God. Thank you, God, that you're able to make something out of nothing, God, because you are a great, majestic, mighty, and awesome God. Thank you, God, that you're able to take something that seems like it cannot be fixed or something that's broken completely, God, and you're able to put all the pieces back together, God, to make it look like it is brand new.
For you did it with me, God, when I was broken, when I was battered, when I was bruised, when I was dirty, when I was filthy, God, you cleaned me up. Oh, God, you turned me around, God, and you put all the pieces back together again, and you made me into a new creature, God. Thank you, God, that I have been made new in you, God. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become as new. God, I'm no longer the way I used to be, God. I'm no longer who I used to be, God, but I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I am somebody special, God, because I've been adopted into the royal priesthood, God. I thank you, God, that I'm no longer, oh God, a sinner, God. I'm no longer known as a victim, God. I'm not no longer known as who I was, but I am new in you. And God, I want to say thank you for another chance to say yes to your will, God. I want to say thank you for having mercy upon my soul, God, for choosing me, God, for selecting me, oh God, to be a part of your plan, God, oh God, to change and to turn this world upside down. I want to say thank you, God, that I have a mind to pray, God. I didn't always have a mind to pray, God, but I thank you that I have a mind to pray, God. I wasn't always able to pray for 30 minutes or an hour, oh God, or an hour and a half, oh God, or however long, God, I needed to pray. I haven't always been able to do that, but God, you have grown my faith, God. You have grown me in you, God, because I trust in you, Lord, and God, and I continue to allow you to test me, oh God, and take me through different trials and tribulations that take me higher, God. I want to say thank you, because when I'm afflicted, God, it draws me near unto thee, God. It brings me back to the cross, God. When I have trials and tribulations, God, it directs me back to the cross, God. I don't have to begin to complain, oh God, but I glory, oh God, as Paul said, God. Glory in tribulation, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you, God, because I'm not here to complain, God, but I'm here to magnify you. My heart is filled with praise because I love you, God, and I love you because you first loved me, God. You picked me up, oh God, and you turned me around, God, and you showed your love to me. When I was not lovable, God, you still showed your love, God. While I was yet in sin, God, you gave your ultimate sacrifice that you gave your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. God, my heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you, God. My heart is filled with praise because, God, you have done so many wonderful and marvelous things for me. The songwriter said, God, if you don't do anything else, you've already done enough. And so, God, I want to say thank you for blessing me to see a brand new day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice. God, not just me, not just my household, not just this area, God, but let us, God, across the land, God, across the nation, God, let all the earth praise you, God. Let all the earth bless your name, God. Let all the people magnify you, God. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord, God. Don't allow just the birds to praise you, God, because every single morning, God, they rise up and to begin to sing praises to you. They chirping all morning long, God, singing of your goodness, singing of your glory, God. Let all the earth praise you, God, not just the sun and the moon, God, that they are obedient to rising during the day, God, to give you light in the daytime and rising in the evening time to give us light in the nighttime, God. Not just, oh God, the sun and the moon, God, but let all the people praise you, God. Let all of your creation bless your name, God, for you're worthy of our praise and you're worthy of our adoration, God. Let us thank you, oh God, for your blessings, God. Let us praise you, oh God, upon the high-sounding cymbal, God. Let us praise you, oh God, upon the low-sounding cymbal. God, let us praise you in the dance and with the fruit of our lips, God. Let us praise you with the clapping of our hands, oh God, or even a wave offering, God, whatever it is that we need to do, God. Let all the people praise you, oh God, on this day, for you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our adoration. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. You're worthy to be lifted up, God. What a mighty God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him. God, the earth adores you, God. Though it moans, oh God, daily, God, and groans daily, oh God, to be restored or be returned back unto your control. Because daily, oh God, the earth is decaying just as we are decaying every single day. But I thank you, God, that my life is not is not meant to be here. This body, I'm just on a temporary passage, God. I'm just a vagabond passing through this land, oh God, on my way home, on my way to my promise, on my way to my reward. God, I thank you. Though body may be decaying, God, my spirit man is growing stronger. Oh God, because we're putting this flesh under subjection, God. Oh God, we're here to lay down every sin and every way, God, to go closer to you. Oh God, to draw nearer to thee, to get to know you more better and more intimately, God. And that's why we pray, God. I want to say thank you because you're a God of mercy, God, because you always, God, are there to give us a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth chance over and over again. You keep on blessing us, God, with favor, God. You keep on blessing us, God, with grace. You keep on blessing us, God. Thank you, Lord, today. Oh, God, with another chance. Oh, God, to fulfill your purpose, to fulfill your plans, to fulfill your objectives that you have for each and every one of our lives. I prayed yesterday that you give us direction, that you help us to understand our purpose, that you help us to understand our mission, God, what you would have for us to do today. That is my prayer today as well, God, because your people cannot go around not knowing what it is that you need for them to do. But when we have clear understanding, God, clear instructions, Lord, that's what the people, God, that's what the people of God needed as Moses gave them the direction to fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. They needed the direction from the man of God, from the leader, from God. They needed your direction, God, oh, God, so that they can make the right decisions. Same with King Jehoshaphat, Lord. You told him to stand still, get themselves in order, God, and see the salvation of the Lord, God. And you fought their battles. They didn't have to lift up a hand. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to build a boat to get across the Red Sea. God, they didn't have to, oh God, fight the battle against the Moabites, God. They didn't have to do any of those things. All they had to do was stand there and see your salvation. Now, that means that they had to believe that their God was able to do just what he said that he would do. And we believe that the same God today as you was yesterday, God, you're able, God, oh God, to cross, allow us to cross, oh God, across a river deep, God, that will drown us and kill us, God. And you're able to allow us to cross on dry land, God. You're able to come into a battle, God, and fight the battle for us that we don't even have to lift up our head. We don't have to open up our mouth. Oh God, that's all we have to do is bless our God. Jehoshaphat chose to worship you and adore you. He didn't wait till the battle was over, but he declared that he was going to shout now. Give us the wherewithal, God, the understanding to begin to praise you right now. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name, God, for blessings on this day. God, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. We glorify your name, Lord, as we send praises up, God. Because when praises go up, blessings come down. And we need you to bless us today. We need you to order our footsteps. We need you to lead us and guide us and direct us and grant us favor and grant us wisdom, God, that we may do what you have for us to do today, that we may go where you would have for us to go today, that we may say what you would have for us to say today, that we may fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have for our lives. We can't do it, God, unless you baptize us with your Holy Spirit, unless you fill us with your Spirit, God, because your Spirit is what empowers. He is who the one that empowers us to live holy and acceptable lives. And as you fill us with your Spirit, God, forgive us of all sins, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God, that we may be pure before you, God. Help us, oh God, to confess our sins, because when we confess our sins, Lord, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, God, and creating us a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within us. Humble us, God, that your love may wax strong in us, that your love may abide in us, God, that we may be willing to forgive those that trespass against us, even as you forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we'll build the bridges that we need to reconcile others and bring others back unto you, those that have harmed us, those that have turned their backs on us, those that have did us wrong, God, that you told us in your word that we must forgive them 70 times 7. And so, God, we can do that, God, with your Spirit dwelling within us. And then, God, wash us and cleanse us in your blood. Nothing else can wash away our sins, but nothing but the blood of Jesus. And then honor our fasting. Honor our commitment to you. Honor our prayer, oh God, and allow our revival to continue to spring up in your people day by day, night by night, hour by hour, minute by minute, that your will might be done in our lives and not our own. We say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We say yes to your will and yes to your way this day. Bless us and keep us all day long. Bring us back together at the appointed time. In the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning, amen and amen.